Hello and welcome. I'm Greg Martinelli, and this is the Ag Sales Professional Podcast. And the purpose of this podcast is to make you the best salesperson or sales manager possible in agribusiness. Today, we're going to talk about selling skills data, things like closing rates and number of cold calls to make a sale, or maybe even the number of appointments. The question I've got for you is, are they useful or useless, and how to make selling data work for you? Well, I was sitting in my first official sales training session many years ago, and one of our company's top salespeople, he was up there giving us new salespeople a short training presentation. And one of his comments struck me as odd, which means I didn't think it was right, but I was too new and inexperienced to say anything. And his comment was, "Selling is a numbers game. If you want to grow your sales, you have to call on more customers." He went on to explain, "Let's say you want to sign 5 new customers, and let's say it takes 4 appointments to sign up 1 new customer, and it takes 6 cold calls to get an appointment. Then you need to make 120 cold calls in the next year or whatever it was time frame in order to sign those 5 new customers." Now, have you ever been explained that way? Have you ever had someone in a course or anyone use statistics that way? Well, if not, you might someday. And my question to you is, does this seem accurate and helpful, or inaccurate and a nonsense connection to data? Being partially on the analytical side of the DISC profile, you might think I would have loved this type of analysis. Well, that's wrong, and here's why. First, I spent the next 30 minutes inside of my head determining my opinion of that statistic. I mentally shot holes in the math on this comment over and over again, and I mentally checked out of that presentation as I thought through it. Now, here is a side note on DISC profiles and why they're so important. When you're giving an analytical person data like this, you have to give them time to reason it out. Secondly, ask them if they agree or disagree. They're going to tell you they have an opinion, and they're not going to move past your statistics when selling to them. Just because you tell them doesn't mean they're going to believe it. They will not hear anything you say while they are mentally challenging your statistics or information that you just gave them. Luckily, someone in the audience asked about this comment. And then we spent the next 20 minutes discussing the validity of the measure. We discussed the definition of a cold call, what counts as an appointment, and what if we don't have 120 prospects to cold call in our market? I was right in the middle of these analytical style questions and challenges to this measure of selling skills. My desire to be accurate caused me to miss the whole point. Well, after many years of thinking about selling skills data, I have come to the point of saying this: use whatever data you need to motivate yourself towards positive actions. Instead of getting wrapped up in the accuracy of the equation, it would have served me much more to realize this speaker was really just trying to get us to make more cold calls. Now, the positive selling action from this cold call equation was, 1, make more calls than you think you need to. Secondly, realize that you're going to get more rejections than sales. That's really what it was all about. And then don't let rejections slow your efforts to make cold calls. Now, we argued a long time that day until we agreed to move on to the next selling skills data point, closing rates. Yes, we jumped right into another 30-minute quagmire of analyzing a popular sales statistic. To start it off, the speaker asked everyone in the room, "What's your close rate?" Well, he went on to explain his definition of closing rate. It's the number of "yes, I'll buy" responses you get divided by the number of closing questions you ask. Very easily, how many times do you get a yes divided by the number of times you ask? Again, he mentioned this is a numbers game. And I can't remember the actual number he mentioned that day, but assume it was close to 10 closes to get 1 yes response. Well, once again, my mind immediately started to dissect this comment. In that equation, you could easily manipulate the denominator, or the number of closing questions. Just reduce the number of times you ask a closing question. You could manipulate the top number by only counting certain questions as closing type questions. Completely missing the point that day, I have spent thousands of miles driving, thinking about closing rates and what that really means. I come back to the true benefit of even looking at this question. Initially, closing rate is actually a measure of your ability to segment customers. It has nothing to do with your ability to sell. Now, in the beginning of your selling career, you're probably going to make a common mistake like I did, which is going everywhere and selling everyone. And I reference this in one of my, if you go to the podcast articles and search for The Life and Times of an Ag Sales Professional, you'll see what I'm talking about. If you go everywhere and try to sell everyone, your closing rate will be low. Once you get experience at knowing who the best prospects are for your products, you will reduce the number of times you ask a closing question, which have no way of landing a customer. So your percentage of successful closes divided by a lower bottom number goes up. You're just asking less people because you know this is not a fit here. So I'm asking fewer numbers of people to buy from you. However, that is not really a measure of your closing ability. It's really a measure of knowing your market, your niche, and matching your go-to-market strategy to your strengths. Now, once you've done that, then your closing rate will reflect your ability to sell. And the actual equation will be closing rate equals number of yes responses divided by number of times you asked a closing question to a customer in your segment. Well, the article I reference is a great example of this equation. In my early years of selling feed, I went everywhere and tried to sell anyone. Dealers, direct to the farm, distributors, feed mills, tack shops, hardware stores. I even had a cold call on a liquor store that sold a lot of dog food and rabbit pellets. Needless to say, my closing rate was very low. I was asking a lot of various businesses a closing style question, but it was just not a fit. Fast forward a couple of years into my career, and we had a success pattern of selling to a certain type of dealer. We finally had a go-to-market strategy, so my close rate went way up. I was only asking when standing in front of the right type of customer. Was I better at my selling skills? Sort of. I certainly was better at identifying qualifying prospects. Now, these are just two examples where statistical measures can be both useful or useless. For me, it's determined by how you use it. It should increase good selling behaviors and indicate your selling skills. So what statistic or measure are you using to determine your ability to sell? Is it helping you as an actual equation, or is it just trying to get you pointed towards good selling behaviors? Either is great. Just don't let it become a discouragement or a point of contention between you and your sales manager.
I hope today's podcast helped you on your journey to be the best ag sales professional possible. Now, you can always access more blog articles, podcasts, and training opportunities, both virtual and in person, on my website at www.gregmartinelli.net. Thank you and have a great day.